That business about the secret was the perfect stroke, and it probably saved my life. In desperation, I had lucked into it. Turns out that coyotes are superstitious animals, even though they're known to be cunning and vigilant. And that deal about the secret caught them just right and saved my hide. Actually, it did better than that. It made me kind of a celebrity in the tribe, and I was treated like a visiting dignitary. By everyone but Scrunch, that is, and he continued to give me hateful glances and mutter under his breath every time our paths crossed. I couldn't blame him for being sore. I had won, and he had lost, and you can't expect everyone to be a good loser. As we say in the security business, show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser. Scrunch had lost a big one, and I was confident that he would hate my guts forevermore, even though there was a good chance that I would eventually become his brother-in-law. You know, when Missy had first mentioned that possibility, it hadn't struck me as a real good idea. I suppose at that time I was still thinking of going back home, back to Drover and Pete, the chickens, the sewer, the cowboys, my old job. But a couple of days in the Coyote Village pretty muchly convinced me that I had found my true place in the world, as a savage. The life of a savage ain't too bad. I admit that I was raised with a natural prejudice against coyotes. Ma always told us that they were lazy and sneaky, undisciplined, and didn't have any ambition. But what Chap termed most about the coyotes was that they ate rotten meat, and it made them smell bad. True, every word of it. But what she didn't tell us was that laziness and riotous living can be a lot of fun. I don't blame her for telling us that. I mean, she was trying to raise a litter of registered, papered, blue-ribbon, top-of-the-line cow dogs. And there's no better way to mess up a good cow dog than to let him discover that goofing off beats the heck out of hard work. I discovered it by accident, and once I had a taste of indolence, I loved it. I mean, all at once I had no responsibilities, no cares, no worries. When I woke up in the morning, I didn't have to wonder if my ranch had made it through another night, or if I'd get yelled at again for something I hadn't done. About a week after I joined the tribe, I made friends with two brothers named Rip and Snort. They were what you'd call typical good old boy coyotes. Filthy, smelled awful, not real smart, loved to fight and have a good time, and had no more ambition than a couple of fence posts.